Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest, Amanda Lund.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen.
Hello! I'm so excited.
I'm excited. You know what, Joan? I'm always excited to record this show with you.
Isn't that lovely? So am I. I feel exactly the same.
I feel like it's great that we're getting to know our neighbors.
Yep.
It's great that we're spreading the word about Dignity Falls.
Yep.
And it's great to be able to spend some time with a friend.
Hear, hear. And it's working, right? I think the podcast is working for the goals that we set out.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is. And I think the proof of the effectiveness mm-hmm. is that we're still doing it.
I agree. And people are stopping me in the grocery store and saying that they're having a great time listening and learning more about the neighborhood. And I just think, hooray.
Do you know, I got recognized.
Ooh, you did?
At the Best Foods Pavilion. It's the
Which
best
one?
It's the one that sells Hellman's. It's the only one like it. It's an all mayonnaise pavilion.
You do love Hellman's, and I have to say I have a strong aversion to Hellman's.
But do you like Best Foods?
I do.
They're the same thing, Joan.
What?
This is what
no.
you didn't know
what
exactly.
What are you telling me right now?
Hellman's and Best Foods mayonnaise, they're the same mayonnaise
I don't
with
understand.
A different name. Well,
that's like saying that Heinz ketchup is the same thing as that thing you get that says catsup, like when you go to like Carl's Jr. or something. It's not the same.
I don't know what the difference is between ketchup and catsup.
Ugh, I just hate the catsup thing.
Because you don't like cats?
not so much that. It sounds like, you know what? It seems like this is what it reminds me of. This is a deep dive. Will you go with me on this, Bert?
Mm-hmm, of course I will.
It feels like a Far Side cartoon.
Yes.
You know, like how someone's trying to trap, like a cat's trying to trap a mouse.
Exactly.
And has put a sign that says, cat's up. Like, just the same thing where I think one time
why
there was
the,
like
why
a.
Why would the cat give the mouse a heads up about cats?
No. Like, I told you it wasn't thought out. But, you know, it's like when a dog's trying to trap a cat in a
there
Far Side cartoon.
Now
it says
talking.
Cat food and he spells it F-U-D or something.
Cat fud.
That that's right.
It's
so fun. We have the whole anthology. The twins used to be very into Far Side. And then they tried to sort of reenact some of them in real life, you know, and then it
oh,
was a
dear.
Problem. Yeah. You know, same thing with Calvin and Hobbes. You know, I was definitely the house that had like massacres of like, you know, bloody snowmen in the front yard. Doug remembers he had to clean up after it all
oh,
the time.
Dear.
Oh, God.
Where is Doug today, by the way?
Oh, he is in the it's in the craft/memorabilia room.
Oh, you.
To be honest,
yes.
It's also where it's become sort of a catch-all. We call mm-hmm. We call it the room of requirement, you know, like in Harry Potter, where it's just kind of, whatever you need it for.
What is that?
Oh, Bernd, do you not know the Harry Potter series? Do you not, have you not read them?
Is it like the Bourne Identity?
Oh, wow. Doug, are you getting this? Can you believe this?
Well, I do love the Bourne Identity.
Sure.
Oh, he does
sure.
love the Bourne Identity. He tried to take that fighting style the year it came out.
Magazine
where it's
fighting?
Like really fast.
I love sports, running. You
know. And he wore a lot of black.
Was running through the city a lot.
He loved running through the city and he drove down the stairs once because that's what he does in Paris. And he wore a lot of black turtlenecks. And he made me like cut and dye my hair like
sure.
a girl.
Ooh, that's.
It was a whole thing. We went to a bank and tried to get into a. We have a security box and we went in and pretended as if it was, you know, a super espionage.
Okay,
moment.
You were but it was your security
it
box.
It was our social security.
You were not
all that's
to...
in there are my kids' teeth.
Those will be worth something someday.
Oh, I don't
no,
know.
No, they're
about,
baby
I don't know
teeth. They're baby teeth. It's one of the first things that they ever. Oh, I could just cry thinking about
Joan,
it right
this
now.
This is astounding information, but may I press pause on our conversation and may I ask Doug, where do you think these teeth are going to be worth something?
Where?
Yes. Well, let's also find out when.
Well, maybe in a sort of a post-apocalyptic world where we have to barter
That's a good
items
point.
And body parts and, you know, babies
Although I never
too,
want
that
to
could
give
imagine.
Them away. Doug, I wouldn't want to give them away.
Well, I think it would be
Joan,
I think it would be
gotta,
our ancestors.
I got to ask you just to give me 1 second with Doug here.
I'm sorry.
Who would want the baby teeth and for what purpose?
The tooth fairy definitely wants baby teeth.
Okay. So
we know
in
that.
this post-apocalyptic future, you're thinking that maybe mythical creatures will come into existence? Will Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, whole gang?
I wasn't thinking about it to that extent necessarily. I was just thinking of an example of someone who does want baby teeth.
Oh, I see.
So I know that motivation does exist for some.
All right, people. So, and you're a father of three.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
So, anyways, lots of baby teeth. He loved. How did we get on this? Oh, the Room of Requirement. Really quickly, the Room of Requirement is a room in Harry Potter where it's in Hogwarts, and it basically becomes whatever you need. So if they need a place to store things, you know, they open it up, and it's got all this room to store stuff. If they need a place to practice, like if they wanted a gym, they open it up, and it's a gym. It's like the holodeck from the Star Trek.
I understand, of course.
Okay, so
let me ask you this: when you say a room in Harry Potter, is he like a sentient building? Is this like a Meet Dave situation?
Oh, God, have you not even seen the movies or anything? Harry Potter?
Oh, there's movies.
Oh, wow. You know what? I thought it was weird that you never made a sandwich. But now I actually think this is crazier. How have you walked through this? How have you walked this earth and not learned anything about Harry Potter?
This is news to me.
It was a zeitgeist. It was a movement.
Was it really?
If millennials introduced themselves as one of the four houses, they say, hi, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh.
No, okay. He's a wizard. He turns out he's a wizard. Mm. He had magical appearance, and they were killed by an evil wizard whose name we do not mention. And
why do we not do that?
Because he's evil, and he might come and get us. Yes, all right. It's Voldemort. Okay, it's Voldemort. You made me do it. And he gets spirited away to Hogwarts, which is basically like a Harvard for wizards and witches. Oh. And there's all these great British actors there, and in
the book.
Well, I mean, it's just Maggie Smith, Dame Maggie Smith. It's amazing British actors. Yes.
They've written these actors into the book.
Oh my God!
So Harry Potter goes into the Magic Harvard, and he says, "Oh, nice to meet you, Dame Maggie Smith. I'm a huge fan. I love tea with the dames."
This book would never have worked out if that's how it went. No, he has a vendetta
against. Well, you can imagine my surprise.
This, of course. Listen, it's just a fantastical thing. There's dragons and spells and it's wonderful. You
like
really
Game
should,
of Thrones?
Yes, but less disappointing at the end. depending on who you are.
I
don't know. But you know what?
It sounds interesting.
Listen, the kids read them a million times over. I will lend you the first one, okay?
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Or if you're from Britain, the Philosopher's Stone. I have that version too. Well, and it doesn't matter. It's just sort of it was a fun trivia bit. But anyways, he's in our Room of Requirement, which has some crafts from when, like, I had a fever dream and wanted to be a crafty person. And guess what? Didn't work out. I hate a hot glue gun.
Well, I remember you saw that interview with Candy Spelling and you said, I need a room like that.
I did. I was going through a bit of an identity crisis. It's when I decided to take a year off from real estate and it was a bad idea. Yeah. I went crazy. I didn't leave the house.
That was a dark time.
It was a dark time. It was a dark time. And
you opened that Etsy shop.
I opened the Etsy shop and it was tea towels with, you know, sort of just like I tried to hand sew, you know, different insects on them, ladybugs or whatever. And it didn't work. And then I tried to do like
so
personalized
many different
tea
insects.
Towels.
You had a Black Widow one.
I had a Black Widow trivet. And you put the hot stuff right down on the red hourglass.
Right.
But unfortunately, when you put something hot on it, it melted again. I didn't do it right.
Ooh,
yeah. I used a very melty thread.
Yes. I remember thread on a trivet. Because it was the fabric trivet, not the ceramic. It was like
it was fabric woven.
Yeah.
Well, because I was trying to think, he's a spider web.
Of course,
what weaves it? So I wanted to be woven.
Yeah.
It didn't work, and I only sold a few things. And so now I made thousands because I didn't leave the house, and now they're just sitting there in the room next to all of
Doug's
memorabilia because it's all of his stuff, and the biggest thing that's taking up space is the desk from LA Law.
You did win that auction.
He has a Susan Day thing. It was like a whole thing. It was a desk that she used, and it is huge.
It's a hero desk from LA Law.
Yes. Is that the cast proper term, used, a hero desk?
I see that a lot on eBay, yes.
Oh,
yes,
a hero yes, desk. Yes. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, means it was actually used in the production.
Oh, yes. How fun. Yeah. Doug, did you hear that? Isn't that funny? You have a hero desk.
It's that's news to me.
Are you sitting at the desk? Where are you sitting?
I'm standing. Oh, I like to stand while I record.
Well, there's also not a lot of room in that. I mean, it's also where the twins keep their paintball guns.
It's packed
to the rafters.
Yes.
So that's where he's at. And he sounds pretty good. You sound good in there.
Sounds good.
Oh, thank you. I feel good.
Well, that's more information than we were going for. But
you didn't care about that? That I feel good?
I mean, it's nice.
Bernd, sometimes I feel like you and Doug, we're going to get into this one time. Sometimes you guys, I don't know, you guys kind of butt heads a little bit. It's kind of interesting.
I don't think that's true.
No. No.
I know. Okay. Well, you know what? That's just,
we do sometimes.
Guys and gals. Sometimes I think that guys are fighting and they're just not. They're just communicating.
True. Women, you always know when they're fighting.
Always know. And okay, we kind of never aren't. Anyways, I feel like maybe we should get on to the first post.
We should.
I went down a long path teaching you about Harry Potter, but listen, I'm going to send you home with the first book. It's magic. It's magic. I don't want to ruin anything.
No, I know. It's about magic.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You're just going to love it.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I want you to read a couple chapters so that next week when we sit down, you can tell me one thing about that book. Okay.
I'm always hesitant anything with magic because I was so terrified by the Anthony Hopkins film Magic.
Oh, is that the one about the dummy?
He plays an emotionally disturbed
horrifying
ventriloquist.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's redundant, right? That's redundant. Is there another guy? Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I will give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. There's no ventriloquist dummies in there, is there?
No, and it's not creepy. It's magic. It's magical in a non-dark black magic way.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Fantastic.
Until you get to the Voldemort stuff. And actually, it's pretty quite dark, especially for a children's book. It gets heavy.
A bit of a flip-flop.
Okay. All right. I'm going to talk myself out of it, and I need to talk you back into it. So I'm going to send you home with the book. Would you want paperback or hardcover?
I'll take paperback in case I drop it in the tub.
You read most exclusively in the tub?
90% of the time, I would say.
Okay.
You know, because my Murphy bed, it's still broken. And so
still?
Still broken.
Bernd, this is terrible.
I know. I've written to so many people. Can anyone help me with this?
Who have you written to?
I put it on NeighborHap, of course.
You did. I did see that post.
Is there anybody out there who's an expert in Murphy beds? Mm-hmm. Not a single person wrote back. And so now what I'm trying to do is sort of, so I don't have all the blood rushing to my head or I don't feel like I'm sliding down a chute.
Right.
What I've taken to doing is sleeping sideways on the bed.
Well, then how do you not just roll constantly all night long?
I end up just at the headboard.
Oh, God. Why don't you place some bolsters on either side? You can put like two bumpers on either side, roll up some towels.
Well, then I feel like I'm creating less room for myself. If I'm perpendicular to the bed, you see, because I'm lying sideways.
I'm tracking.
My head and my feet are hanging off the bed.
Oh, it's a very small, because you're, well, I mean, you're it's sort of an single. Average height. How tall are you, Bernd?
I am famously very tall.
My mistake for not remembering that. You know what it is? It's because we're always sitting.
I know.
We're always sitting across from each other, and I always forget.
All right. Okay. So now, as listeners know, we discuss posts from the NeighborHap app relevant to the goings on in Dignity Falls.
Yes.
And Joan, you have one for us today to start us off.
I do. Now, here we go. This is from Elle. The title is Two Kids Totally Having Sex in the Park.
Mm.
While walking my dog in the park near the fountain at 7:30 p.m., I observed a rustling gray blanket mound. As I turned
One of the most fearsome creatures in Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, is it?
Rustling gray blanket mound?
I find it so funny that you know D&D and not Harry Potter because they really kind of go hand in hand.
Harry Potter, yeah.
All right. As I turned the corner, the blanket lifted. A girl popped out, adjusting her underwear and dress and wiping her mouth. Oh, boy got up adjusting pants and hair. This woman does not believe in articles of any kind. She's just giving you the Tarzan facts. Boy got up adjusting pants and hair. called security about it, but it didn't sound like
it's like she's on a walkie-talkie.
She's got to get the facts out fast. Called security about it. Here's why. Do you know why? I'm going to reveal why. Called security about it, but it didn't sound like the guy was all too concerned. They are still there with said gray blanket as I post this. She's doing this in real time. Okay. Wow. They look to be about high school age. Stay classy, Dignity Falls. And here's my question. Stay classy. Why are you still watching the girl, the kids doing it?
That, Joan? What? Well, get absolutely.
Out of there. Get out of there, L. You're kind of pervy.
Four fingers pointing back at you.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
I mean, she's sitting there staring. That's why she's texting, or how I'm texting. I don't know, but or maybe through a microphone she's saying this. But that's why she's saying it with this clipped speech, because she's like on a stakeout watching these
exactly.
two. And then guess what? She describes them. Person one, hair. It's funny that she says person one and person two, not boy and girl. Person one, actually, just says person one. Girl, long black hair, wavy. Boy. Here's what's confusing. She says person one, and then she says girl, long black hair, wavy, boy, long brown hair, ratty. She's all over the place with her list making.
Could this have been a threesome? A boy and a girl, and a then person one.
Who's this mystery person one? And she describes just the hair, and then she describes the top. Girl, black dress, boy, brown pants, plaid shirt, bottom, skateboard. Now, is that a euphemism or what's happening? Skateboard?
Do you know what it makes me think of is, you ever see the film Trading Places?
I have.
With Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, yes. And, great movie.
Yeah, and at one point, Eddie Murphy, he's a confidence man at the beginning of the film. Mm-hmm. And he is pretending to be a legless person.
Ah, yes.
And so he's got a sort of skateboard that he's kneeling right, on to make right. it appear that he does not have
yes.
legs.
Yes.
Could this have been that situation?
I don't know. But the problem, again, I come back to is, lady, if you stayed long enough to describe this much detail, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but plaid? You were able to see plaid, and I'm assuming this is at night. I don't know what time this was, but I think this is at night.
You know what's and funny is I imagined it was during the day.
You did?
I did.
Sex under a blanket, a gray mound of blanket in the middle of the day.
On a nice afternoon.
I mean, for two teenagers, I mean, they should be in school. I just hope they're practicing safe blanket mound sex.
True. Yeah. I mean, a blanket mound is not protection enough.
It's not. You know? Not these days.
As a pharmacist, I can tell you.
Oh, sure. I bet you can.
A blanket mound is not going to prevent a pregnancy.
Amen to that. Everybody, just in case you were wondering.
A lot of kids think if we're in a mound, it's you can't get pregnant. It's not true.
Exactly. And also, if we're in a mound, no one can see us. Guess what, kids? Everyone can see you. Elle's going to watch you.
Well, this creep,
and she's going to
sure.
report on
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And so,
little
you know,
our own Dignity Falls' own James Elroy.
And I think the lesson is here. Just keep your skateboard zipped. You know what I mean?
You know what? Here's what I will say, speaking as a man, if I can speak to the younger generation.
You can do
a
both.
Gentleman, I'm not trying to kink shame anyone, but I will say that a gentleman leaves his mode of transportation outside of the connubial bed. If you're going to have sex
like
with,
quick
with a young lady, well, don't bring your skateboard into the lovemaking area.
Oh, I see.
Unless
I
that's
see.
Your thing.
Yes, I think it's still very unclear what in the world Elle means by skateboard, but she must have just seen one. It was in the mix somewhere. Yeah. Maybe that's the third. Maybe that's person one. Maybe that's the threesome right there.
Maybe
boy girl skateboard.
Well, no, she said they were still there.
It's the new two girls one cup. I never saw it. The twins talked about it, but they said I would never want to watch it. Doug watched it. You watched it, didn't you, Doug?
Watched the entire thing multiple times. Yeah, I had some questions. Some parts I wanted to
those questions. So you had questions, but also some parts you wanted to relive.
Yeah,
I see. Did any of those questions get answered?
I couldn't answer any of them. He was asking me, and I was like, I
because you're a girl, presumably, and you would have,
and also hadn't seen it, and also no, thank you. Oh, so
I believe I answered it for myself. Yeah, satisfactory.
Good. Well, it was to be fair
during the time when I was crafting and not speaking and not getting out of my pajamas. So he was left to his own devices, and you know, some mistakes were made.
Do you know the strangest thing to me about your crafting phase was when you got so frustrated with it, and the last thing you put up on the Etsy shop was a tea towel that just said "fuck you," and It went instantly.
Oh, yeah, which is ironic. Instantly. You know how many Etsy accounts are now cross stitches of just like absolute swear words?
That's right.
And just, you know,
right.
See you next Tuesday, yeah. Or whatever. You know, I started that. I was ahead of my time.
You really were.
I don't have any recollection of making that tea towel.
No.
I woke up, I took several Ambien.
Yes.
And that was the product
like
of it.
Like 7, 8.
I mean, that's about, that's, let's call it 7.
I know we've discussed this before, but you shouldn't do that.
I know. I know. And as my local pharmacist, oh.
I do not prescribe pills to animals.
That's funny.
I also don't prescribe pills at all. I'm not. I can't get
wink, wink.
I can fill prescriptions, but I cannot. Well, come on.
Okay.
I know. Remember when the twins stole my pad?
Oh boy. That was quite a month. That was quite a month. All they did was used it for ED medication, which two teenage boys do not need. They were in the hospital for a week.
Tim broke his penis that time.
He broke it.
All right. We have to take a break. And
yeah,
when
we
return, we will have a guest in studio, as we always do, here on The Neighborhood Listen.
Hello, this is Carmelo. This is my listing. Free pumpkins. Price? Free. 5 medium-sized pumpkins need to be gone today. Message me for address. Serious inquiries. They are curbside. I just want to reiterate. Serious inquiries. Don't jerk me around. I don't want to get a bunch of looky-loos who just want to see 5 pumpkins together. These are free. If you are serious, free pumpkins. Message me for address. Carmelo has spoken.
Do you want to welcome us back?
Oh! Yes, thank you. Right. Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. I am Joan Pedestrian.
And I am Burnt Mia Payday. We are the same people from before.
We have not changed.
No. You're still listening to the same show.
And Doug is still in the Room of Requirement.
Still there, surrounded by all of your items.
Well, lovely items. Even, and a big desk.
And a rather substantial television desk.
The hero desk.
Covered with items. Yeah.
So we...
Is that an issue for you, Doug? There's stuff you would like to do on the desk?
Well, it'd be nice to sit at a place and put my recording equipment on a flat surface.
Right.
Oh, but be honest. He also does have a bit of a fantasy. He wants to do some role playing where we do like a whole LA Lost scene, you know.
Where he would be Susan Day?
Yeah, that's the weird part.
And you would be Corbin Burnson?
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, Jimmy Smits? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. You know, and we have a real sort of like... This is, you know, this is going to go to trial. No, it's not. This is a violation of code 565. Just a lot of technical law jargon.
Just
gets him going, you know. It's out of your jurisdiction. Stuff like that just gets him real, real hot and heavy.
What? I love when lawyers tell each other they're out of their jurisdiction.
I know. I know that one's definitely more for cops, but.
Oh, I guess it is.
Is it? I'm not
Maybe.
Sure. All I know is that's what they say. And also, watch yourself, counselor. They say that a lot. Okay. So now we have our guest here. And
yes,
I'm just
going to
read this. This is kind of a, this has been, I don't know if you've been following this. This has been a major
event. Yes, indeed.
On our local neighbor hap. Okay.
Quite the drama.
Boy, oh boy, quite the drama.
Quite
now, it started
drama.
With this woman named Andrea, and she asked an innocent question. Violating rules? I keep getting a message from a lead named Rick Olson, who is telling me I cannot post my succulent arrangements in the for sale section of Nextdoor. Apparently, I am violating some rule. Does anyone know what rule I am violating by selling my items to neighbors on Nextdoor? Rick, with just no K, R-I-C, doesn't seem to be responding to my question. How else do I reach the community other than by using a community app? Fair question. Mm. On another note, I'd like to say thank you to all of the wonderful neighbors on this app who have been supportive. I really appreciate it. Hashtag support local entrepreneurs. Very long hashtag. And she has spelled entrepreneurs incorrectly.
Well, that's a tricky one.
And maybe it's on purpose. Because
it's so many letters.
It's so many letters. And now underneath, people had a field day. They just took Rick out to, just dragged him. I mean, this one guy says, Rick sounds like a complete ass clown. If I were you, I'd tell Rick, he adds a K to Rick's name. That's a real diss.
Yeah,
to go pound sand.
Diss.
And she says, okay, well, these are succulent arrangements I'm making for my home and they are personal items I'm selling. So it's confusing to me. I guess she doesn't understand. People are saying, well, you can post them under the for sale sign for free.
Sure.
There's a lot of issues. And then Rick came on and I mean, he had a lot to say.
This really heated up when Rick got on.
Yes, he said, please be civil, everyone, calling someone names because you don't understand the situation only throws gas on the fire. Ask a few questions first and then post a protest. This is not my job. I started this site for our neighborhood because I like living here and I think it's a great tool. So I didn't realize that Rick is, I guess.
Rick, I think you're a great tool, Rick, someone responded.
Exactly.
Not really, I'm just saying.
They might as well have.
It's a thing that somebody could have
said. I didn't realize that he was the Leonardo da Vinci of the NeighborHap. I wasn't aware of that.
Do you know, Jonah, this calls into question something that I never thought about was someone started the board for the neighborhood.
And I guess it was Rick. I don't know this guy, Rick.
I don't know Rick either. With a 1C, it's either legendary wrestler Ric Flair.
Could be.
Or deceased Cars lead singer Rick Ocasek.
Those are the only choices.
The only two RICs that I know.
The only two RICs.
Of. I don't know the person.
That you know
I don't
of. Know the person. Right.
But wouldn't that be exciting to find out that a celebrity lived here in Dignity
Wouldn't
Falls?
That be great? So basically, Andrea just decides that she's going to take her succulents and go someplace else, and that she has started her own succulent site on Instagram. It's called And Succulents. I suppose that's because her name is Andrea, you know.
Hmm. But it does make you – well, we'll get into it.
Okay. Well, because we have her here.
Yes, we do.
In case you were wondering, she is a white woman. Most definitely. And and we have her here. And you know what? She's going to tell us all about what, because, I mean, this has been like a very emotional time. Mm-hmm. And I just want to see how she's doing. Also find out more about these succulent designs, because to be honest, I don't really know all that much that you can do with succulents. So,
I mean, let's bring her in.
Okay,
and then
great.
We'll ask her our succulent questions.
Well, we have to bring, she's right here. We were talking about her while she, Andrea, everybody,
Andrea,
please
thank
welcome
you so
Andrea.
Much for being
Hi.
Here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Doug. We couldn't quite hear Andrea.
Am I live?
Maybe well, Doug should not have opted to go into a room crammed with junk.
Probably okay, not. Bert, you know, right okay. now it's the room of no. requirement. We require you to do the sound, Doug.
That's right. One mistake ever.
Now, I have to say, thank you so much for having me here. I am so excited to take this opportunity to clear the air.
Oh, great.
This, you know, I am a small business owner, mm-hmm. and all I've ever wanted to do is sell succulents.
Mm-hmm. All you've ever wanted
all
to do.
All I've ever wanted to do.
You're saying since childhood.
Since childhood.
It's been a dream of yours.
And when you say you're a small business owner, you mean you were one before you started this small business?
Oh, no. This
just
is
now.
And I am a small business owner.
Now you are. Okay.
I am. And yes. I really always have been, although I've just started the small business.
But I've always been a succulent enthusiast.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, I brought you both succulents here today.
Look at these.
This is adorable.
Well, this is very nice.
That's so cute. That's amazing.
And okay, so keep them inside in semi-light. And
they semi-light.
Semi-light. That's like sort of a half shade, a half semi-light. And give them a little spritz every couple of days.
Oh, I'll put mine in the sunroom. That'll be a great
one. No, well, that sounds like light.
The sunroom is too light. I would say if I were you, I would keep them at the foot of your bed.
At the foot of the bed.
That's dangerous for you, Bert.
Just like on the floor?
Oh, you'll have sweet dreams.
But what about stepping on this cactus part? This part's really spiky.
Oh, no, you'll get used to it real fast. You should see all my calluses.
Oh, yikes. Those look infected.
Your hands just look like, it looks like you're wearing like fake hand gloves.
Oh, I never wear gloves when I'm handling the cacti.
Why don't you?
It's a more personal experience. Mm-hmm. And that's with succulents, you're never going to get a glove-handled succulent.
Now, let me, this was my first question.
Okay.
So, and succulents appears to be a play on your name. Do you worry that it may cause people to believe you're selling something else primarily?
Yes, I want.
And then also succulents.
Right. What's happening before succulents?
Well, thank you so much for bringing this up and giving me the opportunity to clear up any confusion surrounding the name of my small business. So you're absolutely right that And Succulents derives from my first name, Andrea.
Okay, we were correct.
But there's another side to this story.
Oh.
Oh, this is exciting.
So growing up and loving succulents as much as I do, I developed a little bit of a reputation. So any chance I got, whether at a dinner party, a friend's wedding, or even or even the birth of my child. I love to talk about succulents. So my husband, my ex-husband, started to tease me that anything I was ever talking about at the very end, if I hadn't brought up succulents, there was always a moment where he'd go, "And succulents?"
Oh, given that you said he's an ex-husband, was he teasing or was he pretty upset that all you talked about was succulents?
That is why we were divorced.
Okay. Yes,
it sounds insulting. It does sound insulting.
Oh, yeah, it sounded like an aside, like a sarcastic aside.
How long were you married to this mean man?
Well, we have to go into it. We were together 12 years. We met in college. Wow. We were
a long time.
College sweethearts, mm-hmm. got married right after we graduated.
Same with me and Doug. Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
But I have to circle back to my succulents.
Sure.
Because
okay. that's what it's all about.
A lot of people have preconceived ideas about succulents.
I have all sorts of prejudices.
People think, listen, I'm not a plant person. I have a black thumb. So what am I going to do?
This is me, a black thumb.
Oh.
As opposed to a green thumb.
Okay.
I cannot keep. And, you know, it's terrible because I am a pharmacist. And part of that is wanting to help things continue to live. Mm-hmm. But I cannot keep a plant alive.
Right. And so in your mind, people have probably suggested to you, well, why don't you try succulents?
Every single time.
Right, because they're hard to kill.
They aren't hard to kill.
No, they're
so
not.
I am spreading a message here today of love to succulents because they need attention just like a fern.
So you're positing yourself as a sort of ambassador from the succulent world to the human world.
That's right.
Yeah. So is it less about selling these succulent designs and more about I don't want to say this word. Is this correct? Advocating for the succulents?
You know, I like that, and I like you. I am a succulent advocate.
Thank you.
I absolutely am.
What was it when you were a child? What was it that drew you to
succulents? Oh, yes. I wanted to know the same thing, Bernd.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I've just always loved them. And my mother.
That's been established.
Right, we know that.
Yes.
We're trying to get to the heart of the matter.
Well, growing up, I lived outside.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it was a communal living situation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so there wasn't a lot of privacy.
Like a hippie sort of commune,
We weren't hippies as much as we were religious fanatics.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot of shelter or privacy, but there were a lot. There was a gorgeous cactus garden.
Okay. Mm.
All right. So when I wanted any sort of privacy, I would sort of burrow myself away among the cacti because no one was brave enough to go in there because you'd get real scraped up.
Well, sure.
Right. And right. Presumably you would as well, right? If you're sort of burrowing into the...
Yes. Again. But you have to walk over the hot coals enough times and eventually you develop the calluses.
I'm sorry. Is that something that you did in this community?
Yes. Feel my skin.
Oh, Lord.
Your arms are just...
It feels like a rhinoceros.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So you've also been badly burned? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. It's just from the scraping of the cacti.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I thought at some point the coals got literal. But you've been figurative this whole time.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, but not figurative is you somehow finding solace and comfort in the bosom of a spiky cactus.
And ironically, the bosom of the spiky cactus was a lot warmer than the bosom of my own mother.
Oh, no.
This is devastating.
Terrible to hear.
And that was a metaphor.
Right, right.
Sure.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your father, what was he like?
Well, my father left when I was very, very young. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't really around. But
I was afraid of that.
His presence... loomed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And actually, he runs a Conroy's. Flowers.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
One of the last few ones.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Maybe the last one.
Perhaps.
The last one.
Wait, where is that one?
It's in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So you didn't, I'm assuming, any siblings?
No, it's just me.
It's just you and the mm-hmm. and the cacti.
Me and the cacti, right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, wow. So you might be able, you know, you could say I was raised by succulents.
I mean,
I don't want to say that, but I guess we could.
If you'd like us to say that, we could say that.
That'd be great.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you were raised by succulents. And then you carried this love of succulents into adulthood.
That's absolutely right.
And you said this is your first small business, but you have always been a small business owner.
Right.
So you mean like at heart, you've been a small business
this
owner.
This was my destiny.
Wow.
So you can imagine how upsetting it was when certain people, who I won't say their names because I seem to get in trouble when I do.
Rick with an okay.
That's my
I'll say it
that's
for
right,
you.
Rick.
Because there have been people
it's
my
one of the leads.
Entire
that's
right. life.
One of the leads. What is this, Glengarry Glen Ross?
There have been people my entire life trying to hold me down.
And wow. not to mention the cactus, probably, right?
Well, no. They were lifting me up.
Okay.
It must have been so painful.
So, yes, it was very painful when Rick decided to try and stop me from selling my succulents to the community. And frankly, I was doing, you know, I was really bringing people together. And you should look at my Yelp reviews.
Oh.
Because people were really enjoying mm-hmm. these succulents, and they love supporting a small woman-run business.
Mm-hmm. Were they reviewing the business itself, or were they reviewing the actual succulents?
Well, they were reviewing the succulents. I can read you a review. This
I'd love to hear
one.
Sure, I'd
love
to
hear one.
Yeah, this comes in from Chyna.
Chyna?
Chyna Davis.
Like, is it a double E?
C-H-E-E-N-A?
Yes, C-H-E-E-N-A, Chyna Davis. She says, I had the pleasure of purchasing a succulent from Aunt Succulents for my mother's 65th birthday.
Mm.
Andrea even gift wrapped the succulent for me.
Oh,
very nice.
When my mother opened the gift, she couldn't believe it. She said she'd always wanted a succulent, although she didn't know it until this very moment. I'll never buy my succulents from anywhere else. Those big succulent stores, well, they have nothing on Andrea. All right, so that's just
I see.
A
She's
taste.
Talking about big succulent. You know what I mean? Which is a problem in this
yes,
country.
Yes, of course. I mean, I wasn't aware.
You
gotta
go after anyone. Go after big succulents.
I mean, look, I've never heard of Harry Potter, so I don't. This is another cultural blind spot for me. I didn't realize that there were like sort of big succulent stores.
Oh well, what have you heard of Home Depot?
I have. I
thought they sold other things, but it's mainly they're pushing succulents mainly.
They're pushing succulents hard, but I'm going to tell you something. The succulents there, they're not succulents.
What are they?
Holograms.
What?
Did not see that coming. I'm
nor,
sorry. What are you saying?
Nor did I.
I'm saying they might as well be holograms.
Oh,
because
okay, well,
those are mass-produced succulents.
I see. I see.
Glove-handled mass-produced succulents.
I didn't realize that there was such a conspiracy going on. I just always, you know, I thought succulents were very innocent. I also do have to say, it's kind of amazing.
I thought they were very innocent.
Innocent.
Well.
I thought it's amazing. If I was given a cactus that was gift-wrapped, I would definitely know what it was. And I'm shocked that you were able to gift wrap it so that the person did no idea what was underneath that. I mean, now that's a skill.
Like if you get a basketball for Christmas.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting you say that because I put the succulent inside a basketball.
There you go.
And then so I wrapped that.
And it didn't
sounds
pop
like,
it?
That sounds like a lot of work. You have to cut open a basketball.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then put the succulent in there, but you still want that's the like basketball
a,
shape?
It's like a ship in a bottle situation.
It's a succulent surprise.
Oh, that's the succulent surprise. That's what you order. That's what you get.
That is a big part of the succulent experience is mm-hmm. the succulent surprise. It's the yes. prestige, if you will.
Wow.
And the ex-husband, he used to say this and succulent sarcastically, but you have you've taken it back.
You've reclaimed it.
Absolutely. I had to. What was the other choice? I was going to give up my love of succulents, feel shame.
Well, no, you could have called it Andrea's succulents.
Andrea's succulents.
You're right. There has been a lot of succulent shaming, and we do need to put an end to that. So
that's true.
I realize that this is probably a more important platform than I mean, look, I thought there was a lot of stuff going on in the world, but now you've alerted me to this problem.
I mean, what's really been wonderful is that it's become such a topic of conversation for the neighborhood. And how does that make you feel? It's you have a sort of a fame now.
Yeah, people really ran to your defense. I mean, they really were on your side for the most part.
Listen, I'm just happy that we got a conversation started. Because yeah. people aren't mm-hmm. talking about this. And
A dialogue.
And yes. I am so grateful yes. for all of the support. Because I'll tell you what, despite Rick's attempts at taking down my female-owned business, mm-hmm. Business is better than ever. And I have an announcement today.
Oh,
for all
scoop.
Of your listeners.
Very exciting. Another succulent surprise.
An exclusive
succulent surprise.
I'd like to announce that And Succulents is having a BOGO.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's
buy one get
oh,
one.
Oh, you know? Okay,
yes,
good.
I do.
Well, I'm just not sure what you know and what you don't know these days.
For all I know, BOGO could be a character in Harry Potter.
Oh, it should be. There is a Bogart. No, what's it called?
Humphrey Bogart.
A Bogart. There's something. A Bogart. There is something called a Bogart.
There's Bogart.
No, it's Boggart. And I believe that it's something. It's a magical thing. I'll look it up for you.
Presumably.
At the break. Yes.
Andrea, are you familiar with these? Harry Potter books?
Oh, I love them.
Oh,
see?
I feel a fool.
Listen, are you, what house are you?
I think I'm Mufflefart.
Oh, she has not read them.
No, that's what my ex-husband used to tell me.
Oh,
this meanie.
I do not like this guy.
Andrea, you belong to the house of Mufflefart.
Oh, brother. For the record, that is not a house, Bernd. That is an insult.
He sounds like a real
Slytherin. That's what you say.
What's that?
That's the bad house. Depending.
Oh,
on
I was trying to think of the guy that doesn't have the name. He's a real no-name.
Voldemort. But he was from House Slytherin. He does have a name. He who must not be named. Which is probably what you say about your ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Oh, it was Crafty.
Craft. His first name was Crafty. With a C or a K?
With a Q. With a Q.
Now that I did not see coming.
Q-U-R-A-F-T-Y.
So sort of like the Quran.
What's the provenance of that name? Where's he from?
Oh, he's from Alaska.
Oh.
Oh, where your deadbeat dad lives.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Now, Bert, I can't help but notice that your succulent is already dying.
Yes,
I
didn't do a thing, I swear. I've just been sitting here.
Mine has probably three flowers.
I barely looked at it. Yours is beautiful, Joan.
It's gorgeous. And I mean, it is just, it's beautiful that, now, do you do this often? Because it looks as if you meant this to spell strength.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's right. That's a collection of the flowers are arranged to spell strength.
Right. And do you tend to do a lot of messages with the succulents?
Absolutely. I can spell, and this is my guarantee, I can spell anything out of succulents.
Mm. Wow.
Right? I just had an order come in yesterday that wanted me out of agave. They wanted me to spell die.
Why?
D-I-E.
D-Y-E.
Oh. D-Y-E, okay. That's why right. did my
go
mind go to the
to
most
that,
negative
Bert?
Thing? That's terrible.
Gosh, no wonder your cactus is dying.
And why did they want this?
I don't ask questions.
Oh,
and
that's fair
another
enough.
Great thing about my company is that it's succulents for everyone. I do not discriminate.
Do you ever worry that it's going to be like that cameo service where somebody might get you to spell out something? You know, they get celebrities to give well wishes to whatever,
mm-hmm.
but then you don't know what you're saying, and they could be making you say something stupid. Do you ever wonder that somebody's going to get you to spell something out that's not good?
There was funny. You should bring that up. There was one order.
Don't match my energy.
There was one order that I had to say that's a no-go.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
all right. No-go
a
for
no-go.
This BOGO.
Yes, there was a... And it was a succulent swastika.
Oh, dear.
And I was absolutely not,
oh, dear.
Absolutely not
to do
no.
that.
No, no, no,
no. No, no,
oh.
no.
I don't like that there's someone even in this town that wants that.
No, you know, there's two Proud Boys here.
Explain.
Dignity Falls has two
now
Proud Boys.
Now you have
boys.
To teach me.
The Proud Boys are they're this group.
Sure.
And they're a little, they're not good guys. They call themselves Proud Boys.
Are these like Tiki Torch guys?
Some of them, yes.
Ugh.
Exactly. I mean, these two guys in particular, I don't know if they have torches or not, but they're very proud of being, you know, white men and you know, Western civilization and everything.
Ugh.
And you know,
Doug, don't get any ideas.
They're led by this goofball who makes them promise not to masturbate. Isn't that
what?
Fun? Yes, that's part of their belief system.
Now I don't know this for sure.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, does it?
Doug, that's the the part that gets you?
I know you warned me not to pay too close attention, but that part.
No, listen, Doug, I can tell you, I'm not a doctor, but I am a pharmacist, and I can tell you that you need to masturbate and you need to do it a lot.
Well, this is taking a turn.
Well, it's just a public, this is just a PSA,
you
I guess.
Do not need, my twins listen to this, you do not need to tell them that.
Well, they're at that age that, by the way, it never ends.
Literally don't have any good socks in the house anymore.
Oh, girl, tell me about it.
Oh, really? Do you have teenage boys?
No.
Well, Andrea, what would you like to tell people? You have a BOGO going on.
I've got a BOGO.
She's got a BOGO, so buy one, get one. And
how long will this offer last?
I'm going to just do something crazy right now.
Oh, wow.
I, for the next 24 hours, I'm extending my BOGO to become a BOGO.
What? Now, okay, spell that out for me, and then let's see if I can divine what the letters stand for.
A BOGO.
BOGO. Buy one, get one, get one, get one?
Is it get one more? Should it be BOGO gum?
Buy one, get one, get one. So I'm no math genius, but I believe that's buy one.
And get two more.
That's three.
Buy one, get three.
Yes. Buy one, get two, making three.
Buy one, get one.
And one
get
more.
Get one. Go. BOGO. Go. You said BOGO.
It's BOGO.
So it's buy one, get one.
That sounds like three.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It's a good thing we're working this out right now for you, because there's a lot of confusion just in this room.
Now that it's been spelled out, we're all on the same page. Do you want to do this?
Because that's a lot. BOGO, baby. Come and get them.
Well, now, that's for the next 24 hours. Of course, we record these in advance, so that sale will be over by the time you're hearing about this. It. So that makes it even more exclusive for the people that
it
did.
It sure is.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, congratulations on this business, and the best of luck to you. I really do hope that you find love from another human person, maybe, than just the plants. Unless all you need is the plants, and I guess Godspeed.
Well, Godspeed to you.
And what is your child's name?
Rekka.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrea. We will take a break, and when we return, more of this show.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I have Star Trek Christmas ornaments for sale. Three different vintage ornaments, two of one smaller ones. I don't know what that means, but my husband told me to write it. Larger ones, $15 each. Smaller, $10 each. They're from the 1990s. My husband and I have decided together that it's time that these are not on the tree anymore, so that I can put more of my gold balls up.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for one final segment. And yep. a lot of times in these segments, Joan, mm-hmm. we end up talking about animals. Lost pets, found pets.
So many animals, yes.
Pets that were reunited with their owners. This is
a turtle that no one cares about except for 2 months later. Ugh, it still bothers me. Anyhow, go on.
We have this one. This is, I just got to say good luck to these people.
Okay.
The headline is parrot! 3 exclamation points.
All caps.
Then a picture of a perfectly parroty parrot sitting on a teacup.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
he's a coffee mug, but sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a classic parrot.
Classic parrot.
And then a description. Turquoise green cheek conure. I don't know what a conure is. C-O-N-U-R-E. Must be a parrot term.
Must be a type of parrot.
Over a year old. Blue, green, black, gray.
So all the colors.
All the colors that a parrot can be. Very stubborn, defensive, bites, might land on shoulder, wings and claws not clipped, doesn't know any tricks, might react to name Digini, D-J-I-N-N-I. If seen or caught, please contact. And then, of course, the number. Please help, the person implores. Here's what I'm going to say. The thing that jumps out right away to me is Wings and claws not clipped, so goodbye to that parrot.
That's right. I think that's the end of the story.
That parrot has flown back to South America or wherever it's from.
And if you think it might not react to the name, because the name is very complicated.
Yes.
I think if you called it Bob, you might have a better chance of reacting to that name.
Dijon.
How do you even know? No one knows how to pronounce it.
No.
So that's why he's not going to come when you say his name.
No, you can't give your pets these complicated names. I think the most complicated name for a parrot that you're allowed to give, Iago. If you just want to go straight, Aladdin.
Oh, my favorite.
Fan reference.
I'm so ticked off, I'm molting.
Don't fire me from Aflac.
That's right.
So I think like a parrot, would it kill you to name a parrot Polly? Like, why not?
I mean, would it
why
kill
wouldn't you
too?
Do it?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Or Polly.
Polly.
Right? Polly mm-hmm. Parrot. Polly. Not to be confused with the actress who was fired because of her dogs.
Who is that?
Polly Parrot.
Don't know that story.
Fired from NCIS. Not New Orleans. The NCIS.
Oh, Jeff watches all the NCISs. Which
NCIS
do you know which
Prime,
one?
I think. The NCIS one with Scott. Not no.
NCIS
that's New
Prime?
Orleans. The one with Mark Harmon.
Oh, my mother loves that one. Oh, does she ever?
Does she really?
Mark Harmon reminds her of her father for some reason. It has to do with his hair. I don't know. She's very attracted to him.
How does she feel when he got that perm?
Oh, I'd have to ask her. I don't think he can do any wrong. Mark Harmon could do. Mark Harmon could burn her house down, and she would be serving him tea in the front yard.
Here's the thing: he apparently got her fired from her job on NCIS because she brought her dogs to set.
Oh, is this the one with the bangs?
She's got bangs.
Polly Parrot's the one with the bangs. That's right. She just kind of have a bird look about her, doesn't she?
She's sort of bird-like, I mm-hmm. suppose. Yeah, but her name is Polly. Paully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a shame it's not Polly because she is so. Avian.
Correct. Did you watch that one, Doug?
Yes, I watch all of them.
All the NCIS.
He literally watches all of them. I mean, he almost has no time for anything else. Do you know how many there are? There are so many.
There's so
many.
Is the Navy one with Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J?
NCIS LA.
Is that NCIS? Mm-hmm, that is an NCIS.
It sure is.
Weren't they in the Navy? No, yes. That's the N in NCIS. Is
correct.
Navy.
It's Navy. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So why is there one in New Orleans?
I have no idea. And I don't know why Dr. Sam Beckett is there.
He'll always be Sam Beckett to you.
Oh, hoping that the next leap will be the leap home. Oh boy, did I love that show. Let's bring back that show. You know?
Well, I'm sure they will.
And Mad About You. Let's bring back Quantum Leap.
Are they bringing back Mad About You?
Oh, they sure are.
That's strange.
Whether we wanted it or not.
Bring back Room 222.
And bring back the genie. Listen, if anybody sees an all-color parrot...
If you
he likes mugs. Everybody, it's like Elijah.
Put a coffee mug
out
on
for
your
the
porch.
Genie.
Why is this night different from all other nights? Because our parrot has flown away forever.
So let's see if we can get him back, guys.
Well, and also the rest of the description, it bears mentioning, the rest of the description, he sounds like a real jerk. And I don't think anyone's inclined to help him.
Stubborn defensive advice. I mean, well, then good riddance, you know? I mean, I'm sorry, is that harsh? Who needs it?
And is it important to note that he doesn't know any tricks?
Doesn't know any tricks. You know what? This parrot doesn't want to be found. He doesn't know a single trick.
He did manage to do a disappearing act.
Oh, there's a good trick. One. Bert.
I stumbled over that parrot burn.
Doug could always edit a different one. You can come back to the house and record a different one another
day. Oh, is that true? Doug, would you mind that if I come up with a better parrot burn?
Sure, we could do that. We could schedule time.
Well, you don't
prefer
seem to
you
do
just do it right now.
Are you
now.
Okay in right. there? I know that it is a bit musty and there's not a window. So are you feeling okay?
You
should come
yes,
up for some
sorry.
Air, honey.
Burnt recommended that I masturbate relentlessly.
You have not been masturbating during this last section, have you?
I don't know that I said the word relentlessly, and also I didn't say you have to talk about it all the time.
He certainly didn't say relentlessly. Ooh, Doug, I don't want to know. Is that what you've been doing? Oh, God.
I don't
is that
think
what you've been
we
so
should
quiet?
Talk about that on the podcast.
No, I don't think so, but you were doing it. So,
we should stop. We should stop.
All right. Well, our thanks again to Andrea for being here. And as always, thank you, Joan, for making this a delightful hour.
Oh, well, back at you, Bernd. And really hope that you have some luck with the Murphy bed tonight.
I hope so, too. And look how black this plant is.
It is. It has a skeleton, which is shocking.
It is like it drank from the wrong cup at the end of that Indiana Jones movie.
Yes, it did. He chose poorly.
Well, that's it for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen.
Goodbye, everyone.
And goodbye.